Hi, Frankie Boo. Are you hungry? Well, why are you so handsome? But why are you so handsome?
And oop.
Olive oil that's produced on the UC Davis campus. Very fancy. 20 bottles each for a little small bottle of allegedly UC Davis olive oil. But that's fine. So we bought one for my Aunt Tina in New York. We bought one for my mom. And we bought one for Aunt Tina's daughter in Vancouver, the Couve. So I go to ship them out each. Ship it to my mom via the post office. To my mom, 10 bucks shipping. It's a little rough. And then to Aunt Tina in New York, $15. Okay, we're talking, we're near $100 in just olive oil and shipping now. And then, so I go to mail the third bottle to my cousin Emily and her husband Kai. And so I go to the post office, and you can't mail it on those little machines, those auto self-serve machines. You can't mail to Canada. What's that all about? So I go in the line and get up to the post office gal, older post office gal. And I said, I want to mail this to Canada. And I had already written Emily's address and everything, boxed it up, taped it up, ready to roll. All they had to do was do their little dealio on their little keypad and print out a label. We'd be good to go. And she said, oh, what's in here? And I said, and she said, you can't ship liquids to Canada. And I was like, why not? And I choked. I choked. Okay. I should have lied. I should have lied to the post office gal, but I didn't. The truth will not set me free. And is olive oil a liquid? Really? It's more like a goo or something. It's, I wouldn't qualify it as a liquid. It's more like a ooze. An ooze. So she says, is this liquid? You can't ship liquid to Canada. And I shrug and I go, it's olive oil. And she said, no, you can't ship it. You can't ship it to Canada. What's up with that, Justin Trudeau? So my tail's between my legs and I walk out. So I go to, that was at the post office on Kiefer Boulevard in regular Sacramento. So I go to one of our post offices, post office I in West Sacramento. And I go, I'm going to lie. And I'm going to say, this is a Sacramento River Cats baseball cap and a coffee mug that says Sacramento on it. That's all you need to know, post office lady. So I walk in, got the address ready to go, still boxed up. And I said, yeah, I want to send this to Canada. And she goes, okay, you have to declare it. And here's the form to declare. And I go, what? But I declare, it's just Canada. It's America's hat. It's just right up the way over yonder. What am I declaring? I no comprendo. I don't get it. And then, so she hands me the form. She says, okay, so this is what you, you need to declare what you're sending. I do declare. And she points to the little space, the field that I'm supposed to write in. She said, and this is, and you have to be very specific. For instance, and I was like, i.e., for instance, if you send a cashmere sweater, you have to say it's a woman's purple cashmere sweater. And I was like, what? No. Sorry. So I was just like, to what end? What the hell is this all about? When they announced the box office figures on Monday morning, It's not only U.S., it's Canada. And yes, that's to inflate movie revenue figures, but we're buddies. We're comrades, which is the Russian word for buddies. So I was just like, no, I'm not gonna play your stupid games. I'm not gonna lie. Although I should have lied to the first lady. I'm not gonna lie about the olive oil, and I'm not gonna lie about declaring my freaking woman's purple cashmere sweater. Like, what the hell? Get the hell out of here. So it's our olive oil now. Bye bye. But next time, I'll just lie and I'll declare a fib. I'll say it's a Sacramento baseball cap and a Sacramento coffee mug. And no one will be the wiser. Is it really illegal to, if I wanted to mail a Coca-Cola up to my cousin Emily? Is that illegal? No, it can't be. Well, it may be, but I'm sure people do it all the flipping time, so who the heck cares?
And oop.
Hi, it's me cutting in again for the first time. I'll cut in later, too. So the Declaration of Customs form frightened me. It scared me. And I was like, well, if I lie and say this is a Sacramento River Cats baseball cap and a Sacramento coffee mug, and they have some Superman X-ray machine, whatever, that's sees through cardboard in a single bound, then would that come back to me? Would customs agents show up at my door? Would the Canadian police, the Mounties, if you will, arrest me? I don't know. And so I freaked out. I choked, I crashed, I crumbled. So the olive oil sits in our cup. Go UC Davis Aggies.
And oop.
So I'm in the gym, right? I lift, I'm really strong. And there's a couple in there. I walk in, there's a couple. Okay, whatever. Guy, gal. And they commit a heinous crime in my presence. So the first person that annoys the heck out of me are the people that use a bench or a machine to put their dumbbells, like they do a set of whatever, curls. And then when they're done with their set, they put the dumbbells on a bench or on the seat of a machine. That's not for dumbbell storage. That's not for you to rest your dumbbells on, rest your dumbbell laurels on. That a bench is to lay on to lift weights, and a machine seat is to sit on while you are using said machine. That's the first thing I hate. The second thing, okay, hate is a strong word, but I really hate. The second thing is these people on their phones, these kids. When I go to the West Sac Rec Center, recently, I saw this kid and he was just playing a video game on his telephone for 20, 25 minutes straight. And he's sitting on a machine. He's sitting on a machine seat. Again, the seat is for you to sit while you are doing the machine, while you are doing the exercise. It's not for you to rest your dumbbells. It's not for you to rest your ass. Use the machine, fine. And then when you're done, get off of it. And when your dumbbells, put them up on the rack or put them on the floor. And yes, it sucks to crouch down an additional 6 to 9 inches to get them, to retrieve them from the floor for your next set. But we have rules in a society. And rules without rules, there's chaos. So I walk in and they're doing their thing, whatever. I'm doing my thing. And then they both sit down. He sits on the chest machine, the bench press machine, the seat, and then she sits down on the seat for the lat pull. And they're yucking it up. They're blah, 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 yada, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just like two people taking up two machines, not doing anything, chatting, yucking it up like there's no tomorrow, like they don't have a care in the world. It just drives me. So we're in unit one in our condo, right? And just across the way, there's 7 units per condo building. And we're in unit one. And the unit one for the next building over is just across the way, like diagonals, probably 25 feet, their front door from ours. So we're unit one, they're unit one. We get their stuff sometimes, their Amazon packages. They get our stuff sometimes. But recently, they, and so whenever I get their stuff, I deliver it to their front door. And I don't ring the doorbell, I don't knock, but I just walk it on over, place it there, usually same day. Actually, recently, because we get Amazon packages all the time, and I don't look at the little label on there all the time. So I brought it up stairs and just threw it on the floor where the Amazon packages go. Don't worry, we're not clutters. We're not hoarders. I take care of it the next day, the next morning, ASAP. But I didn't notice it was their address. And so I just threw it on the floor, and then whatever. It just sat there. And then I noticed it the next day. So I felt bad because their package was essentially a day late. So I wrote them a little note. I said, sorry, this was delivered to our door. Your neighbor's from across the way at unit one. And I waltz it over there and I drop it off with a little sticky note attached to it. Think, okay. Now, these people, they got our Microsoft Xbox Series S delivered to their door. And instead of bringing it inside or looking at the label address on the label and coming over and knocking on our door or placing it in front of our door, they just put it 5 feet in front of their door. Like this $300 piece of technological wizardry. Just, hey, porch pirates, hey, shoplifters, here you go. You want $300? Have at it. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing is that they're smoking the jazz cabbage, the devil's lettuce. They smoke weed outside. And one particular evening, it was a lovely Saturday evening, not quite dusk yet. And they're smoking the wacky tobacco right outside our window. Our windows were open because I love fresh air. Carolyn is ambivalent to fresh air, but I love fresh air. My mom taught me fresh air is the key to happiness and life. Also vitamin D. But they were token up the yayo right outside our freaking window. It got in our condominium. It was like, have some courtesy, you freaking loser stoners. So anyways, so they get one of our packages on a Wednesday. And I get the notification, your thing was delivered. I don't see it. Where is it? Sure. And you go on Amazon, I didn't get it. And they're like, wait another day or two. Okay, Jeff Bezos. Okay, I'll wait another day or two. So Wednesday, supposed to arrive. And didn't get it. Thursday, nothing. Friday, nothing. Saturday, nothing. Sunday morning, lo and behold, it shows up at our front door. From our neighbors. Yeah. So Amazon Prime is a Wednesday delivery. And then Amazon Neighbor Prime is 5 freaking days later.
And oop.
Greetings. It's me cutting in. I wanted to say, because I realized I didn't explain it correctly. So day one, package delivered. No, it was not delivered. Day two, I go on the app, Amazon app, and I say, where's my package? And they say, wait a minute, wait 24 to 48 hours, blah, blah, blah. Okay, day three, still nothing. And then day four, I finally look at the picture, the Amazon delivery people take a picture of your package on your porch usually or whatever, wherever they place it, wherever they hide it. And I see it's the neighbors. It's unit one across the way. It's their front doormat. And I know their front doormat because it's ugly. It's musty. It's nasty. It has no right to be a doormat. And I would expect classier doormat from a woman who's a realtor, okay? And they drive an electric Volkswagen vehicle. So I was like, well, should I go over there? Should I knock on the door? And I went over there to make sure, like, they weren't on vacation. And if they were on vacation, it would just be sitting there in their little little front door area. But no, it wasn't. So I was like, I don't know what to do. Go over there. Knock, knock, knock. Where's my package? Where's my package? I don't know. So day five, it comes across the way, ventures across the pond, if you will, and we get it. So they're terrible people. But they have a cute dog. It's a little annoying. It barks at us whenever we walk by. And they have a new baby. Okay. Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
And oop.
Stoners. Losers. Zero common courtesy. Drive me batty. They drive me batty, they do. So I'm at Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market on Bradshaw. It's right next to my work, so I go there often. And I'm in the discount shelves section. It's in the back. It's over by the employees only entrance. And they got a cart there with a couple shelves and food on final closeout, last sale, super discount. So I'm looking through, perusing, minding my business. And then all of a sudden I hear, hey, stop it. Put that down. Put that down now. I'm like, what? And I turn around and I see a Grocery Outlet, a GOBM employee walking towards the deli area section, which is right next to where the closeout shelves are. And he's like, and then the guy starts shouting it again, the Grocery Outlet employee, I saw you take it. I saw you take it. Put it down. Put it down and leave. And then a bigger dude, another Grocery Outlet Bargain Market employee, he comes to the aid of the first guy and he's like, get out of here. Get out of my store. Get out of here. And so they're both yelling out, we saw you take it. Put it down. Get out of here. Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. I was like, ooh, this is exciting. And I'm not sure if the guy, so I saw the guy scamper away. He looked to be unhoused. I didn't hear him say anything in response, but he could have just been mumbling. He could have been shrugging his shoulders. He could have just given up immediately and gone willy-nilly right outside the exit. But yeah, it was exciting, dude. This unhoused gentleman wearing a neon vest, like a Caltrans guy, took something, slipped it in his pocket or whatever under his shirt. Grocery Outlet employees saw it and verbally berated him. And it was hecka exciting. Ooh, I should have taken on my phone. World star, world star. I felt bad for the... Well, okay, so the Grocery Outlet employees... Well, just in general, you hear and you see, you hear like Rite Aid employees, they don't stop jack because they could get sued and they don't want to risk bodily injury. What if the person has a knife? What if they have a gun? You don't want to get in a physical altercation. So you see these videos of sometimes teenagers, sometimes adults, whatever, going into Rite Aid and CVS and Walgreens and just... grabbing with the garbage bags, just grabbing tons of Maybelline and makeup because it's small and it's expensive. And the employees are just throwing up their hands like, oh, whatever. Have a good day. Could I help you out to your car with that? So you hear about that and you see videos, but these Grocery Outlet Bargain Market employees, they weren't having it. They were like, they were yelling, they were kicking the guy out. They didn't get physical because the guy left on his own volition, but they confronted him and it was cool AF. Now I'm a Law and Order Republican, so I stealing is wrong. And you watch these videos of people walking into stores and just marauding around and essentially looting hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars of products. And you feel bad, but you also feel like a sucker. Like, why am I paying for a bag of chips and some trail mix when I could just walk in and walk out? The employees don't care. The security guard looks the other way. And as long as you have a hoodie up and a mask, you'll get away scot-free. But then, so I feel dumb for not paying or for paying for items sometimes. But in this particular instance, Grocery Outlet Bargain Market, the guy was taking food. And I don't want to say food should be able to be shoplifted, but there's a different category if a guy's just trying to get by and trying to feed himself because he's hungry. It's different. Yeah, it's different than just taking TVs or laundry detergent or whatever. So I felt bad for the guy, and I felt bad for the guy. I felt bad for the grocery outlet employees. But I'm not saying let him get away with it, but let him get away with it. If he takes a freaking pack of bologna, say, okay, sir, that's enough for now. Please exit the premises. And then when I finally left, I saw him outside. He was still outside. He was like, he had his arms out. Like he was talking smack or trying to play tough guy. I don't know what was going on. It was very odd. But yeah, just a little space in my heart for a guy trying to eat, trying to feed himself. And then, finally, so we're at work, chit-chatting, shooting the S, as they say, and I make a reference to the movie Matrix. Okay, whatever. But then my coworker says, "What?" And I was like, "It's from the Matrix, the movie The Matrix." He's like, "Oh, I've never seen that." And I was like, "Well, okay, I guess, never mind then." And then later that day, he makes a movie to a Scott Baio. He makes a reference to a Scott Baio movie named Zapped, entitled Zapped. And I was like, what? And he goes, Zapped. You don't know Zapped? No, I don't know. And he's 2 years older than me, so we're right in the same age range. He's like, you never heard of Zapped? No, I never heard of Zapped. And he Googles it and he shows me the VHS cover. The VHX box, the movie poster, and I'm like, that's not helping. I know Scott Baio, but I've never heard of this movie Zapped. And he was like offended, upset. He just couldn't, was out of the realm of possibility that I never heard of this movie Zapped. And I was like, wait, you've never heard of Matrix? And the Matrix, there were four Matrix movies, there were video games, Keanu Reeves became a movie star from it, huge pop culture impact, and then you're out here getting upset over me not knowing a Scott Baio movie entitled Zapped. So whatever, but from now on, when you make a movie reference, it's got to be a box office hit, aka The Matrix, aka not Zapped. And if you're saying, Vince, do I need to go to Box Office Mojo and type in the title of a movie and see if its box office is over $100 million before I make a reference to it out loud at my workplace? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.